Okay, so, once upon a time, there were two little boys.
It's not just Daddy's story, it's Joe's and Daddy's. Okay. And that's who's telling the story. Okay. Daddy and Joe.
Right. So, two little boys, one called Joseph and one called Danny. And they had a pet dog called Billy.
No, not Billy. One's worth seeing, Daddy.
Okay. So there was Joe, Danny, and Wandsworth the dog.
And
they were having a snooze. It was a Thursday.
Wandsworth looks like with a bit of
and Danny, that's right.
Like a ninja
Okay, so once upon a time, they were having a snooze on a Thursday morning. And it was still the summer holidays.
Daddy, look at that.
Then suddenly, Joe could hear a noise in the garden. He could hear a noise going, "Oh, swizzle!" And Danny said, "What's that noise?" And they went back to sleep. And then they heard the noise again. No, they heard this noise again saying, "Oh, swizzle!" So Joe said, "Danny, come on, let's get up. Let's find out." He keeps on shouting swizzle in our back garden. So,
and when they saw, he said,
Joe. And then Joe and Danny rushed downstairs and went, "Oi, Wandsworth, come on, let's go." And they ran downstairs, ran past Mummy and Daddy in the lounge, drinking coffee and moaning a lot. And they ran straight through the lounge. They ran straight through the lounge, through to the kitchen, out the kitchen, into the back garden. And in the back garden, there was a tree. And they looked at the tree and they heard a noise. "Oh, swizzle!" And Joe said to Danny, "What's that?" And they looked up the tree and there was two gargoyles playing Connect Four sitting in the tree.
Goblins.
Then Joe said, "Oi, goblins, what are you doing?" And one of them said, "I'm Gavin the Goblin. I live in this garden. And this is Gareth the Goblin, who lives at number 49. And we're playing Connect Four, thank you very much." And Joe said, "It's a goblin who lives in our garden." And Gavin the Goblin said, "Yes, there's a goblin that lives in everyone's garden." And Joe said, "Is there?" And Gareth joined in then. He went, yeah, there is. There's always a goblin in the garden." Then Joe said, "Well, what if you have a house that doesn't have a garden, like my nanny and granddad in Devon? They don't have a garden. Do they have a goblin?" And Gavin said, "No, in those cases, they have trolls." They have trolls. So Joe went, "Oh, right, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense." And Danny went, yeah, it does. Really, it does make a lot of sense. And then Danny said, "Quick, let's throw stones at the goblins." And then Joe and Danny were throwing stones at the goblins and trying to knock them out the trees. And Joe said, hey, hold on a minute. This is a bit cruel. We shouldn't do this." And Danny said, yeah, you're right. You shouldn't. And Gavin said, "Oh, it's all right. We get it all the time." And Joe said, "Well, look, Gavin, we have loads and loads of adventures with our magic keys.
And their trees. And their keys in the trees." Hey, that rhymes.
It does,
trees,
doesn't it?
Keys.
Yeah. And Gavin said, "Yeah, I've got a key here." And so they put it into the tree, unlocked the tree, and there was a door that just appeared in the tree trunk. And they all went down into the tree trunk, downstairs.
And there was a goblin cord. Yeah. Daddy, what's that goblin?
Gareth and Gavin. Anyway.
And there was the baddie Gavin.
Anyway, they went down the stairs in the tree all the way into the bottom of the earth, and there was a goblin buffet, and it was all you can eat.
What's a buffet?
A buffet is when you help yourself to food. Like when we did on holiday. Anyway, this Joe decided he wasn't going to fill up before breakfast, so he said to Gareth and Gavin, "You two, I'll catch you later. I'm going back home for my breakfast. I've got golden balls and milk."
But